Have you ever been in a community where you or other members felt disconnected, lonely, left out, and you don't know why? Do you want a community that will thrive in friendship and connection? There is a way to create an environment where relationships can grow and deepen. As the saying goes, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. But you can salt the oats. So grab your pen and paper and get ready to salt the oats in your community.
Hello, and thanks for joining She Leads by Faith podcast. We are the homeschool community builders. I'm Pam Kafer, along with Molly Kitzmiller and Hannah Larson, and we are here helping homeschool leaders grow lasting community built on Christ, connection, and strong leadership.
Are you or your kids feeling isolated and discouraged, even though you're in a homeschool group or co-op? Or are you homeschooling by yourself and desire a like-minded Christian community? Is the Holy Spirit prompting you to build an authentic community for your family? There are families waiting for you to answer the call. We know that the thought of starting your own group that truly meets your needs can be overwhelming. You are not alone. We are here to come alongside you.
We are three homeschool moms and co-op leaders with over 30 years of experience between us, leading thriving homeschool groups. We have answered the call to obediently step out in faith and trust God's plan. We have learned many lessons along the way, and we want to help you have a smooth journey so that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. If you're ready for lasting community built on Christ, connection, and servant leadership, this podcast is for you. Pop in your earbuds, keep your notebook handy, and be encouraged. You can do this. We are here for you.
Hello, friends. Thanks for tuning in. This is Molly. I'm here with Pam and Hannah, and today we want to talk to you about two principles that you can apply to increase the connection within your community. Everyone in a community can help foster this, but the leaders really can make all the difference. Are you the kind of leader who could set it up for success? We've got two principles for you, and they are very simple. Number one, be intentional, and number two, be consistent.
So what does that mean? When moms can't plan, they can't prepare. And we know that when we fail to plan, we plan to fail. Flying by the seat of your pants is not a good way to lead. Not to say that spontaneous organic get-togethers are not great, but homeschooling moms are not super likely to do that. Everyone is super busy, but with intention and consistency, relationships can grow and families can feel connected. So some of the ways that we can do this, planning to be consistent and being intentional, is having a calendar of events. So for your community, this will include your weekly community day, your orientation, your end of the year program, your quarterly mentor meetings, board meetings, anything that involves
break weeks.
Yep. It involves the whole community. And that's enough for that document. Now, if you have other things that the families want to do for fun, that can come on in a different format. If you have an electronic, an app, or another way to communicate, those are the more spontaneous get-togethers that don't necessarily affect the whole community, but are just fun to just make happen when it can happen.
Well, and I think if you don't plan the big events for your community, you don't leave space for those organic times to happen. So if moms know once a month we're going to have some kind of event, well, it leaves me a few other weeks that I've got some space in my calendar to do something else or whatever. But you have to have that plan set out ahead of time so people can keep their calendars open on the important days and then have freedom on other days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, another way that our homeschool group has fostered connection for parents and to help the teachers be connected to us as a board is we have a program and it's called Board Buddy. And what we do is each board member is assigned to different parent teachers. And that way that group, and then it's our board buddy group, is a smaller group of people that can relay information to me as a board member, and then I can help them with issues that they might have, or be able to connect with one another. So sometimes we can do something in a smaller group and be able to get connected, like have lunch together or maybe go out to coffee or something like that, and just be able to make sure that that way we as board members know that our groups are being cared for. Another thing that our group does is called coaching, and I think your guys' group calls it mentoring or something similar. But and this is just taking it one step further, because when we first started as a board, we were like, we realized really early on that that connection was really important. And when it wasn't happening, then it really affected our community. I think I've said before that you can have all of those logistics in place, but if the connection doesn't happen, then it kind of negates everything else. It doesn't matter.
Well, it just falls flat.
Yeah, it falls flat.
And you're talking about connection between the families in your community.
Yeah, the connection between the families in the community. And so as a board, we're doing a lot of logistical things. So we're doing a lot of planning and curriculum and putting these dates on the calendar and stuff. It's a little bit difficult for us because we're also homeschooling our kids and trying to be a good wife and have a clean house and taking your kids to their sports and everything else to be able to try to connect with each one of those people on a personal level. And so we have another one extra person in our board groups who is the coach that then can reach out and then make sure that everybody, they're almost like a hospitality person that can connect people when I'm not watching or when I don't have time.
Hang on one second. Mm-hmm. So about how big would your board buddy group be? How many families would be included in that?
So we have 25 families at our co-op, and that's about 100 kids. And so it's about five people per board buddy group.
Five families.
And I'm part of the group too. So I also want to be connected because I'm a teacher there too, and I'm part of the community, and I want to be connected with the other people in the group. And so that's how a board buddy group comes in handy, especially if there's something big that needs to be talked about. You know, we are on a snow day or something like that, and we need to connect with a small group of people and let them have pertinent information. I can send that out to just a few people. We can have a conversation on text. And then it's also fun to just build your relationship that way. So that's one other way, is by having board buddies or mentors or coaches to help intentionally connect people. And by doing that throughout your whole year, that creates that consistency piece too. So you're being intentional and you're being consistent at the same time.
So you're talking about smaller cells of people that are led by one of the leaders in your group that intentionally reach out to each of those families. So each family gets some kind of individual attention. They get somebody reaching out to them and saying, you matter, you care, we care about you, because one leader can't do that for 25 families, but that's one leader or two leaders can do that for five families or six families. And that way nobody falls through the cracks.
Yeah, it's just such a great way to really love your community well. You want your community to feel heard and known and seen. And having board buddies is a great way to do that. And then, you know, taking it one step further and having a mentor is another great way. Because sometimes as board members, we can be intimidating and people might have a hard time coming up and sharing something. Whereas if they, that one level out from you, that person, that coach, that mentor can sit down and have a conversation, they might be able to get more honest feedback from somebody and then be able to bring that back to you. Then you can go address the issue before it gets blown out of proportion.
So just to clarify, Pam, we've got in this idea of having board buddies, you have a board member, and then you have your kind of assistant mentor person, and then you've got your board buddy families all in one group. And the board member who doesn't necessarily have time to always be the one reaching out to all the families has help from the mentor family or the assistant family to be that consistent person reaching out to the rest of the families. Because we're thinking the rest of the families might be new or they might be less experienced and they're going to need that attention, whereas your assistant mentor person is going to probably be a seasoned family that's has been around for a while and helps you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so as a board member, I think sometimes we forget that the needs of the families that are there, because our focus is so much on running the show and making sure everything's mm-hmm. going smoothly and making decisions that sometimes we're not thinking about the actual being in the community and the things that we need as individual families in the community. And so it's just super helpful to have two levels. So you as a board member, and then that coach, mentor, assistant person to help.
Yeah.
And to really, so.
Be that touch point. The families.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great idea. One of the other ideas that we had for being intentional, being consistent, is Moms in Prayer Group. I don't know if you've heard of this organization, but Moms in Prayer is an international organization that sets up prayer groups, specifically moms praying for schools. They include homeschools with that as well. And so you get a group together, you commit to praying 1 hour per week. That's consistent, it's intentional, and that prayer time has the potential to really draw your families together. They learn, about the needs of each other. They are specifically praying for the good of the community, which I think puts moms in a mindset of commitment and just fostering that community within each other. They're not just all about themselves. They're thinking about the other people in that group. And so that's a great way, just 1 hour a week. And we know we have to cover our communities in prayer, that's an essential part to building them up. So
the other thing that does is create vulnerability. And vulnerability yeah. is what really will drive connection in your community. When people can relate to one another, when, you know, they can help lift each other up.
Which kind of brings me to another idea, which Hannah, maybe you could talk about what mother culture is. This is something we love in our community.
It has been one of the best things for our community to bring community to moms. Mm-hmm. So mother culture is the first hour of the day, and we all get together for dual purpose. It's part of it is continuing education for our moms who may not be familiar with classical education for our specific community, or scholae, which is another part for our specific community. Teaching them how to do this in community and at home. And then the other part is connection. So we pray together, we discuss things together, we're just building connection together. We're having adult conversation, which is...
Where are all the kids, Hannah?
The kids are all doing other classes and calisthenics and classes that we have our dads come to lead, which has been such a blessing to our community.
We do something similar like that as well in our community in the morning, and it's called Mom Devotion. So it's another way just to inspire vulnerability within your community, and it is a great way to start your day off by getting encouragement for your day and also sharing a little bit of your heart. Though they don't all love it because they're sitting in front of people and they're having to share something, but really just sharing what the Lord is teaching you in that moment. And that has given a lot of insight into one another and our lives. And that also has been a great connection, similar to yours.
Yes, and you have to set that time aside to have those conversations because our experience in the past, when we didn't have a mother culture time, was that moms were like ships passing in the night. Everybody was in community. Everybody was there, but there was no time to talk to anybody. We were all busy doing stuff. And so once we started that 1 hour a week, where we all get together and we have a purpose and we're here together to get to know each other. The friendships that have developed out of that have been really wonderful. Yeah, really, that, really wonderful.
Mm-hmm. That creates ownership within your community too, because you're not just, it's not the drop-off place. It's not the, you care about the person that you are working for. And that's what we're all doing, is working for each other in our community. And it keeps you wanting to work hard for that other person because you know them, you trust them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it doesn't take a lot of time, but it takes consistent time and it takes intentional time. Mm-hmm. So as a leader, let's just be committed to doing those two things and start small, but we have to do those things.
Hebrews 10:24-25 says, "And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembly together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." That's a perfect scripture to remember. We got to do it together. We're in it together, and that is what community is. So be encouraged. You can do it. Be intentional and be consistent. We'll see you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you found this podcast helpful, applicable, or encouraging in any way, the best way to thank us is to share it with someone who might benefit and to write a review. Here's how to do it from Apple Podcasts. Right now, exit the show you're currently in, then select the library icon on the bottom of the screen. Then select Shows. From there, click on the She Leads by Faith podcast thumbnail. Scroll down until you see Ratings and Review, then click on Write a Review, which is just below. Tell us what you think. We would love to hear how it helped.